In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear Reverend Fathers, dear friends, it is certainly a great joy for me to be here on this occasion, which has it's a venerable custom here in the district. We've been doing it so many years. So to be a part of that tradition of the district is a great joy for me, and of course to honor our Heavenly Mother today. I would just like to address a few words to you to help you to know our Heavenly Mother a little better, this real person, this real woman that we are here to honor today. First, we can remind ourselves that, of course, Our Lady is not optional in terms of our devotional life, in terms of our spiritual life. Our Lady is not a choice that we can make, whether I will have devotion to her or not, because she's not just another saint, perhaps a bit holier than the rest. No, God had the freedom to choose to save the human race however he wanted. That was his decision, not ours. His choice, not ours. And he chose in his mercy and in his wisdom to do it not only through a new Adam, our Lord, but a new Eve, our Lady. And although all the saints in heaven do cooperate while on earth and again in heaven, they do cooperate with our Lord in giving graces to the world and helping him to save souls. Our Lady, our Mother in heaven, cooperates with him at a different level, at a very unique level. She cooperated with him in the very meriting of those graces on Calvary, which she now distributes to us. And no other saint has that role to play. I think it's also important to remind ourselves that this role that Our Lady has, the Church has always known that. So in today's times, of course, we have the appearance of Our Lady at Fatima, which does give a special light by which we can know her perhaps a little bit better. But it is important to realize that her role, her importance, dates from Calvary, or even we might say dates from the very Annunciation, when our Lord became conceived in her womb. And the Church has always known that. So it is important that it's important to realize that even without Our Lady of Fatima, if she hadn't come, if she hadn't spoken to us at Fatima, her essential role would be exactly the same. And I think for us to know her, which is what we're trying to do today, it's important to make sure we've read our catechism before we read any books on Fatima, just to make sure that we know the essential tradition of the Church regarding our Mother in Heaven. And when we know her, of course, we want to know her as she really is. Because it's very easy, because it is so consoling, isn't it, to know that we have a Mother in Heaven. It's easy to become a bit sentimental about her. And by that I mean we have a tendency perhaps to shrink her down to a level which fits our own emotional needs. And that's not right. Our Mother in Heaven is so wonderful and so beautiful and so powerful that we can be confident that she is more powerful and more important and more beautiful than we can imagine. And she is enough, as she really is, for all of our real needs, and certainly better than perhaps our imagination and our emotions would construct. Okay, so we do want to know her today. We do want to know her. And the first thing we need to know about her is that she knows us. She knows every single one of us. She knows us by name, and she knows everything about us. Like I said, her role, her place in God's plan in saving my soul and in saving your soul is unique. And because it's unique, in heaven, she sees everything there is to know about us. That's not just a nice idea. That's what theology tells us, that there's nothing that goes on in this world that our Heavenly Mother does not know. There is no detail of your life or my life that she does not know. Which is beautiful, because of course a mother is meant to know her children perfectly. And she always has that little insight that others don't have. Well, our Heavenly Mother has that insight to an absolutely perfect degree. She knows everything there is to know about you and about me. Which means that when we come to her and we speak to her and we pray to her, she knows if we're holding back a little bit of the truth. For example, we ask her for something which is a good thing, but you know there's a little something in it for us. Perhaps there's a little bit of vanity in it for us. And of course, we don't mention that when we say our Hail Marys, but she knows it's there. We can't hide that from her. And when we pray to her again, we can't hide from her what we really want. For example, it's very good and even very necessary, and I emphasize this, that we all pray to our Blessed Mother every day, I would even say, a little something for purity. It's important and necessary that we do that. But when we pray for purity, our Mother in Heaven knows whether we really want to be pure or if we just want to be saved from the consequences of being impure. She can tell the difference when we speak to her. So there's no good hiding any of the truth from our Mother in Heaven. On the other hand, she's not dependent upon us to explain everything just perfectly in order for her to understand. Sometimes we worry a little bit. Well, I didn't mention that when I prayed to my mother. I forgot to mention that. Maybe she doesn't. She knows. She already knows. And what she's looking for from us is not our explanations, but our willingness to be helped. Another thing we can say about her, not only does she know us perfectly, but she is very, very interested in us. We have to remember, each one of us has already cost her a lot. We know that we've cost our Lord a great deal. We know that our Lord paid for us with every drop of his blood on Calvary. But Our Lady also was there, and she was also paying that debt in her own way. But truly, we have already cost her a lot. She has brought us forth as children of God in pain. She did not bring forth her Son in pain, but she brought forth his mystical body in great suffering and great sorrow. There's a little word from the prophet Isaiah when God is trying to explain his love, to make it more real, to make us understand it better. And through the prophet Isaiah, he says, "Can a woman forget the child of her own womb? But even if she did forget, I, God, would not forget." But of course, God chooses that image because a mother never forgets the child of her womb. And spiritually speaking, we are all the children of our mother, and we have cost her a lot. And the third thing we have to know about her is that her love for us is very deep. And that's not maybe as obvious as it sounds. Of course, it's true. It's obvious. We know she loves us. But it's very deep. Just like we must not shrink our idea of her, of who she is, we must not shrink that, so we cannot shrink her love for us. And that's important because sometimes when we go to her with a problem, we don't necessarily want the problem solved. Well, we certainly want certain aspects of it that are a bit inconvenient for us. We want those taken away, but we don't always really want the problem solved. But she does. She doesn't want to just take away this or that disagreeable consequence, unpleasant detail of that problem. She wants to fix it. She wants to even eliminate the causes of it. Again, there's a prophecy about Our Lady, which says that great as the sea was her sorrow. Making a prophecy, of course, of her sorrow on Good Friday. Great as the sea was her sorrow. But of course, if that's true, then great as the sea was her love. Because it was her love that made her want to bear that sorrow. So great as the sea is her love. And don't expect to be able to hold back the force of the sea. Our mother in heaven wants us to be happy, as every mother does. But she wants us to be perfectly happy and forever. And she is ready to do whatever is necessary to make that happen. Now, everything I've said here, it doesn't take away any of her maternal tenderness. It doesn't. She's the same woman as she was in the house of Nazareth, looking after the baby Jesus and St. Joseph. She's the same woman who, at the marriage feast of Cana, was so delicate and gentle in preventing the embarrassment of that couple. She's the same woman who, during this very time, between the Ascension and Pentecost, was with the apostles, encouraging them, instructing them, caring about them. She's the same woman. But we need to understand that her love for us is very, very deep. I'm afraid that the modern world, and we're part of the modern world after all, we're a little bit drunk, because that's what the world feeds us, if you want. The world feeds us on pleasure, and we're a little bit drunk on it. And because of that, we are a little bit of a shrunken generation. We ourselves are small. And Our Lady wants us to be great. Our Lady, our Mother in Heaven, wants us to be great. Our Mother in Heaven is a very serious woman. And to be loved by her is very serious business. Let us ask in our communion today to be open to receiving everything she wants to give. Because I say, her love for us is very, very deep. And she will do whatever is necessary to make us perfectly happy and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.